Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Wild.
You know, it seems like a lot of things are converging into Monday. Number one, we've got this ongoing issue at Columbia University. Seems to be blatant anti-Semitism just on display. Very, very concerning and I think dangerous. Also, you've got the opening statements for the Trump trial and Speaker Johnson. I mean, this whole thing is just getting started, folks. It is going to prove to be a very interesting week, to say the least. And we're starting off right here, right now, right here on the program. Kyle Warren with you. Of course, glad to be with you on this Monday morning. We hope that you had a great weekend this weekend. And certainly this show is going to be chock full. The whole week's going to be chock full, I think. And we're going to get it started, as I said. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, and we sure do appreciate that. We've got a lot of direct messages we got a few over the weekend as well. And we've got a great request this morning and also a great response to a story we told about a listener on the Friday and Saturday morning programs. So we have a lot to tell you about, as we said, community-wise and, of course, also news-wise on the program this morning. And, of course, we are looking at that anti-Semitism literally on display at this, tent encampment at Columbia University. This from the New York Post. A massive new anti-Israel tent city took over Columbia University on Sunday, just days after an NYPD raid cleared another intrusive encampment there and cuffed more than 100 protesters. At least 30 tents were sprawled across the Manhattan Ivy League school's West Lawn in front of Butler Library, along with piles of food and supplies as embattled university officials struggled to contain the growing crisis. The upheaval and threats, that's key, to Jewish students have become so intolerable that a prominent rabbi at the prestigious school urged them Sunday to stay home, and university officials told them they could take classes online. "We are looking for our demands, and we are going to continue that," an encampment protester defiantly told the Post on Sunday. "We are here forever. We are here as long as it takes till Columbia meets our demands." And now, of course, folks, you've got the rabbi who's telling the Jewish students to stay home, trying to keep them out of harm's way. So, folks, you tell me, where have we seen this kind of thing before in history? And now, of course, and I heard one student interviewed saying they just hate the Jews. This is not just intolerable. It is absolutely something that we are not going to continue to allow. This is beyond the pale, my friends. All right, we've got the telephone lines lighting up here already. Let's head over to Mike in Clearwater, the honorary mayor of Clearwater. At least that's what we like to call him. Good morning, Mike. You're on the program.
All right, Kyle. I'm very angry. I'm gonna go through what I'm gonna say. Number one, Columbia University is not an academic institution. It's a terrorist training breeding ground. If the government has any sense, they will designate Columbia University as a terrorist organization. These are not protesters. These are people that will have no problem coming into your house, murdering you, doing all kinds of horrible things to your kids, and not have any problem whatsoever. And they're telling you that. It's right in front of your face. But yet the media doesn't talk about it. Number two, China is poised to attack our critical infrastructure. They're just lying in wait. They're waiting for the right time. The media won't cover it. And number three, I have it on good authority, and it's not going to take a rocket scientist to figure out which members in the House. There's rumblings in the House that some of those people want to bring the Palestinian refugees from Gaza to the United States. And if that happens, folks, we might as well just say, bomb the hell out of us. If we're that stupid to let those people come here, then we deserve what we get. What do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate the call very, very much. And Mike is very passionate this morning. I think, as am I, as are we all, with the things that he was just running down, starting with Columbia University. Well, you've got these students, I suppose, and they are either trying to latch on to something they think is the cool thing of the moment, or, and this is a much worse sort of evaluation, you know, they seem like true believers. And that's really scary, my friends. That's really scary. Mike was talking about, again, the what it could all lead to. And while he was saying that, what I was thinking about was, well, you know, on October 7th, Hamas went into Israel believing they were completely justified in doing what they did, killing the innocent people, murdering the babies. And, you know, they thought, hey, we are doing the right thing. We are doing the best thing. We are justified in this. And that's the mentality that I think we should be really, really scared of here. And when I say scared, what I mean to say is concerned and ready to develop a plan to combat it, basically. Because we can see this brewing. We see it happening. And they say, well, we just don't like the Jews. Oh, my gosh. No, that's just a place where it starts. It really means anybody that we disagree with or that would deign to disagree with us. And that also, my friends, is really terrifying. He also mentioned China. And yes, we've been listening to the reports of Christopher Wray, the FBI director. And China could attack our infrastructure or other key critical systems literally at a time of their choosing from what we can glean. And certainly, we had a great call, by the way, I think it was on Saturday morning from John in Nyack, New York, and said, well, what if they do that basically, you know, to coincide with the election in November? I mean, really start ramping up the chaos at that time when you're trying to count the votes or you're trying to, you know, conclude the election, you know, because they don't want Trump, okay? Putin doesn't want Trump, regardless of what Hillary Clinton would tell you. They actually want Biden. All right, stay right there, folks. Hour number one is launched into the stratosphere. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product.
This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
A full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon?
I'm Pittsburgh, and I really mean it.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. As we're continuing through this Monday morning here on the radio, and we're glad that you're there, glad to be here. I'm going to tell you something. This is the best job in the world, and I have you to thank for that. I really, really do. Thank you so much for everything that you're sending in. We appreciate it, and we hope that you're having a great weekend or had a great weekend and having a great Monday already. And also, thanks to John listening on 860, I believe, sending in a direct message. He says Jews should leave New York before they make them wear yellow stars on their chests. Yeah, he says it is a sad day. Yes, it is. It really is. And we see that. We see exactly what's happening. It is unbelievable to me that the world is not descending onto this kind of ideology, that it's not descending upon this kind of rhetoric, that it's not descending onto this kind of hatred, and saying unequivocally, we are not going to do this again. We are not going to hear these things again. We are not going to let this happen. Well, it's just a little bit. It's just a little bit. It's just a little bit. And to hear how some of these different terrorist, what do they call them, spokespeople sometimes? Yeah, oh, that's right. Hamas has a spokesperson. You know, they have a media center or something, some goofy thing like that. But they're terrorists, and they say the most heinous things. And then certainly in the streets, they say even more. But as I said, we see this. We get it. And we know that if you don't stop it now, it's going to continue. We saw what happened with the Nazis. We saw exactly what it took in order to stop it. Because it got way, 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 you know, they got too much power and they were able to launch what they did. And they, and again, this, I don't want to get into the whole history of it, but it is definitely something that we see happening now and we can do something about. All right. So once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call as we head through this Monday morning. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, just like John did. And you can send us a direct message this morning. Well, as we were talking about, yeah, they had the tent city going on there at Columbia. And you had the rabbi saying, you know, hey, maybe the Jewish students ought to stay home and so forth, only because they see the danger that is developing. And so, again, and this is something that is just out of control. Well, on the politics side, you know, you've got Gavin Newsom, and he's out there, and he's actually, I think, you know, maybe he thinks that he's going to eventually be the nominee, you know, but nevertheless, he does seem to want to get out there and mix it up about what's happening with Donald Trump, whose criminal trial starts today on Monday. But there's something going on in this Gavin Newsom quote that I want you to hear, because I do think that they continue to telegraph that they are absolutely terrified themselves that that Donald Trump has a real capacity to win this thing. Now, we've got another quote here a little bit. Bill Barr, who I know isn't winning any popularity contests recently, but Bill Barr has come out saying that Joe Biden's the biggest threat to democracy, not Donald Trump. And his estimation of how the election is going is interesting. I think that, and also at the same time, I don't think anybody can get the notion that, hey, this is a slam dunk. This is easy. This is easy peasy. It's not going to be hard. Guess what, folks? This is going to be probably the hardest election that we've ever seen, in addition to being the most important election that we've ever seen. Some people think, well, it'll just be a slam dunk. But a lot of people are asking a good question. Why isn't it a slam dunk at this point? And that, of course, is because you have to deal with the messaging. You have to deal with the reality of what the Democrat machine and media machine can do. For example, latching on to the abortion issue. Just for openers, that's also going to make it very, very difficult indeed. And that's because they, in many ways, control the messaging. And when you control the messaging, it makes it very, very hard to break through the noise and to try to, you know, because, for example, you know, you have these different, you know, Democrat Party elite people, you know, from, you know, who just name anyone. And they're always talking about, well, Donald Trump said this and Donald Trump said that and how terrible that was. And many, so many times it's either taken out of context or it's not verifiable in the general sense. And suddenly it becomes, well, that's just the gospel truth then. Oh, yeah, Donald Trump said blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, no, I could never vote for Donald Trump because he said blah, blah, blah. But they're very good at that messaging. Let's listen here to Gavin Newsom, governor of California, and his lamenting about talking about Trump too much. Really, I'm serious. Let's listen in.
I mean, it should matter. I mean, you got a president of the United States with 88 criminal counts that he's dealing with. He's the first ex-president that is being submitted to this criminal case. That said, may I give you a personal point of view? This is a guy that doesn't care if he is the hero or the heel. He just wants to be the star. And in so many ways, he gets what he wants. And that's the bright spotlight and focus. Focus away from a lot of conversation we just had to focus again on him. And when we're focusing on him, I do worry electorally that he has a slight advantage.
Okay, stop right there. When we do what? When we do what? By the way, this is on MSNBC with Jen Psaki, okay? He's talking to Jen Psaki, who looks like the cat that ate the canary when she's talking to him, evidently. So the focus, that is the focus away from a lot of the conversation we get had to focus on him. That is the focus away from a lot of conversation we just had to focus again on him. He goes on to say he wants to be the star, right? And in so many ways, he gets what he wants. He's the bright spotlight and the focus. Yeah, yeah. Well, see, the last thing they want is to really focus on Donald Trump. At this point, maybe for better or for worse. Because, you know, he says, I have this problem electorally. Let's back this up just a little bit. And then we'll hear the governor once again here. Let's listen in.
And when we're focusing on him, I do worry electorally that he has a slight advantage. And so I'm a little concerned about the overindulgence around the day-to-day. I get it. I totally get it. The consequential nature of a criminal trial is profound and outsized in some respects.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, we got to back that up again. Just back that up. Back that up a little bit, and let's hear it again, because this is really good stuff.
Criminal trial is profound and outsized in some respect, but not more outsized than democracy, more outsized than Dobbs and the consequences of,
okay.
of him.
Let's stop right there. Okay, so what he's talking about is we're focusing too much on Donald Trump. It's going to give him an electoral advantage. I think what he's saying here is that even if there is the trial going on, don't you think they'd want to focus on the trial? The 88 counts or the 90 counts or whatever counts there are the counts? Because remember, no other U.S. president has ever faced something like this. And of course they haven't. Until now, until it was absolutely imperative to get Donald Trump off the ballot because you're, quote, protecting democracy. And really, what they really mean is they're protecting their own job. They're protecting their own sort of, shall I say, deception upon the American people. They want to stay in power. They're happy to stay in power any way that they can. And so by going after Donald Trump and making him the first former president to ever face criminal charges, they think that's a big deal. And so now we've got this big thing. And yes, some of the polls show that some people say, I don't want to vote for Trump if he's convicted, but that's what they're banking on. Why do you think they're even bringing these charges? And in the next segment, we'll tell you how Letitia James is still trying to seize the assets. In other words, nothing is going to stop them. At least that's what they think. But that's right. Too much focus on Donald Trump would give him an electoral advantage tells me they are super terrified that they're not going to be able to pull this whole thing off. They don't want you to even see Donald Trump on the news. All right, stay right there, folks.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
News update.
It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid.
You're listening to House Speaker Mike Johnson as the House passes a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It forces an endgame strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill.
The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk. Now, as for the breakdown of all the money, $61 billion slated for Ukraine, $26 billion heading to Israel, and $8 billion going to Taiwan. Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
I'm devastated that this could happen.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Richard the Marine, from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 49 degrees and clear. I'm putting on my armor, picking up my shield, and preparing for the battle against powers and principalities. God be with us. We will win. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, I'm just going to say, preach it, brother. That is the attitude. That sums it up right there. It really, really does. Because this is the kind of battle we're in, right? And this is not something that we can ever take lightly. It's not something that we can ever think, as I was saying, that it could be a slam dunk. But this kind of attitude, and he's right. That's right. Put on your the full armor, right? And pick up your shield, prepare against the battles. This is a big deal, folks. This is exactly what we should be doing. And I appreciate what Richard is saying this morning, drawing that directly from the scripture. And once again, folks, as I was saying, to have the notion, and I think we should have the notion that we're going to win this thing. I think we've got to have the notion that we have to win this thing. You know, what would the world be like? And I asked this the other day, you know, what would happen, you know, if in 6 months, in a year from now, in 5 years, what would the whole world look like if it continued to burn the way that it's burning? If the foreign policy made up by whoever in the basement of the White House keeps going like this? You know, every single day, you know, we're watching for the news to see, okay, well, is the Middle East now really going to explode into flames more so than it already has? Is there going to be a significant war now between Israel and Iran directly? Or is it all turned off? Are they waiting for the end of Passover? Or what's going on? How is this going to play out? And that's a very, very good question. And there is a tenseness. There is a trepidation. Every time that alert comes over your phone, right? Okay. Or news alert. Okay. Okay. What is it this time? And how concerned do we all need to be? But that's why I'm saying this is the kind of thing that we have to win. And one of the things about this program, too, is that we have fun. And yes, we laugh. And yes, we try to point out the absurdity of things and use absurdity to point out absurdity. But at the end of the day, right, what is this program about? I mean, we're talking about these incredibly important things that if we don't get right, not only will our country suffer, but the world will suffer as well. And there's a darkness out there that wants to take over. And we see it. We see it now, I think, on the lawn of Columbia University. You can't go and say the things that you say and try to make it look like we're totally justified. Oh, and we're just fighting against genocide here, you know. But, you know, the Jews, blah, 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 you know, that's a darkness. What happened on October 7th was a huge expression of that darkness. What happened when Iran fired their drones at Israel, also another expression of that. And when we see what's happening in terms of the far left in this country, doing things that just go against the very principles sometimes of what our nation was founded upon, well, that in and of itself also is a darkness. And so, what do you do? Right? What drives out the darkness? The light. That's exactly right. So, Richard the Marine, you've inspired me this morning. I hope that's okay. You've inspired me in this way. So, I didn't think I'd get on that subject, but I just did. And thanks to you. I appreciate it very, very much. All right. So, once again, folks, yes, as we were talking about right before we went to break, Governor Newsom certainly, I think, is giving a tell as to what they are afraid of. They're afraid of seeing Donald Trump on the news. They're afraid of having him front and center too much. That's going to make you think about what Donald Trump can actually do, or a new GOP administration, shall we say, as well. And one of the things, too, is that people understand and they see Joe Biden and they know that he's not capable. And yes, and recent polls have shown that people understand that they were much better off 4 years ago, or now 3 years ago, basically, than they are right now. And so all that starts to sink in. And this is one of the reasons why you need that criminal trial. This is one of the reasons why you have to go out there and say things like Donald Trump wants to kill his political opponents. Okay? So let's listen to Hillary Clinton. It's just a short clip, so I'm not gonna make you listen to too much Hillary Clinton, but it's a short clip. But let's hear what Hillary Clinton has to say about Donald Trump has a bromance with Vladimir Putin because Donald Trump also wants to do what Putin does, namely kill his opposition. Did you see the level of the rhetoric that is coming up on this? The level to which this is all a sign, folks. It's a sign. it is a sign. It's a sign that they realize that what they're doing isn't turning the public against Trump in droves the way that they think it will, or that they think that they can do. And so now they've got to ramp that up. And here comes Hillary Clinton. Let's listen in. Here we go.
So I think people who say, well, I'm not enthusiastic, I don't know what difference it would make, and they say, oh, you know, Joe Biden's old. I always say, look, you're right. Joe Biden is old. He's also effective. He's compassionate. He cares about people. He wants to maintain our democracy.
He will
abide by the results of a fair and free election.
Okay, stop right and there. Now, by the way, I hate to stop it right there because I want you to hear the clip. But he's compassionate, right? He's fighting for democracy, and he's going to abide by the what? The election? Nope. What a free and fair election. See, all you got to do then is say, well, you know, it wasn't too free and it wasn't too fair, therefore we don't have to abide by it. I think that qualifier is actually pretty significant. Let's continue.
Well, Trump is old and he has 91 felony criminal indictments against him. And in a court of law, it's not just rhetoric. You got to step up and prove evidence. That's one of the reasons you win so many cases, Mark, because the other side is in there just, you know, carrying on, you know, making claims they can't prove. And you actually step up and you got facts and you got evidence.
Hold on. Like my Uncle Bozy was eaten by cannibals. Let's continue.
Oh, novel. And you win because you have a better case. This man has been indicted 91 times. And do we really expect him to govern in a stable, appropriate, rules-based, respectful way? Of course not.
Rules-based.
And if you're somebody who thinks, well, yeah, but he's entertaining and politics is boring and, you know, I don't know what they do anyway, you cannot think like that.
Okay, stop right there. Because, and then she might as well just have called everybody deplorables again. But certainly she just insulted many of the American people right there. Well, if you're just one of these people who thinks he's entertaining, see, in other words, you're just not smart enough. You just don't get it. You're just, you know, you have some passing, you know, affinity for what might be happening on TV that day. And so Donald Trump makes you laugh or something. But, you know, but those of us, well, we are so much smarter. I'm so much smarter. Okay, let's continue.
No matter what issue you care about, I don't care what it is, you will find that the next president will have some influence on that. And you want somebody, at the very least, who will try to find what the facts are and make decisions that are evidence-based. And finally, I think we haven't talked much about the international arena, but, you know, his bromance with Putin, and it was actually called that, I think, by the former prime minister of Australia, who said he saw Trump with Putin, and Trump was like, you know, just gaga over Putin.
Gaga.
Because Putin does what he would like to do, kill his opposition, imprison his opposition, drive, you know, journalists and others into exile, rule without any check or balance. That's what Trump really wants. And so we have to be very conscious of how he sees the world, because in that world, he only sees strong men leaders.
Okay, stop right there. You know, I got to tell you, folks, it seems much more to me that Hillary Clinton just outlined exactly the kind of world that they might want. yeah. So how does she know any of this stuff, by the way? That that's rule without any restrictions and stuff like that. I don't know. Is there anyone around here who even remotely resembles somebody who wants to rule without restrictions? Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Lord Almighty, feel my temperature rising.
You know the thing.
Higher, higher, it's burning through to my soul.
We choose truth over facts.
I'm Pittsburgh.
My brain is flaming. I don't know which way to go.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are racing through and rocketing through this Monday edition of the program. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we're glad that you're there. And we hope that you're having a great Monday. And one of the things on this program, of course, that we love to do is we love to hear from our listeners, for first and foremost, and we also are building this overnight community. Lucy, listening on 930 WLSS, had called it the Kyle Warren community, the KW community. She was very sweet about that. And, of course, we had been talking with Lucy about her recovery, her physical therapy that's been going on recently. And we played a great Stevie Nicks song for her the other night because we heard she had a little bit of a setback there. Again, our thoughts are always with our great listeners and the great community that we're building. And the other, just late last week, on the Saturday show, we did hear from Driver Ron. And Driver Ron in Denver had let us know that Mrs. Driver Ron had been in a very substantial car accident. And thank the Lord, she walked away from it. And we were very happy to hear about that. And she had, you know, bruises and so forth, we understand, but was able to return right home. And again, given the state of affairs and what happened to the vehicle and so forth, it just sounds miraculous. Miraculous. Well, we've got a great update this morning from Driver Ron in in Denver. He says, hi, Kyle. First, a brief update on Mrs. Driver Ron. She's doing remarkably well, considering all that she's been through. Definitely has stiffness and soreness and some nasty-looking bruises, but is in good spirits. I want to thank you for your concern and well wishes on Saturday's show. It really means a lot, and we appreciate it so very much. I just thank God he was looking out for her. Well, I agree. Absolutely. We're 100% in agreement, Ron. I do believe that as well with all my heart. I really do. And it's just this kind of thing that happens, it can just be devastating, and I'm just so glad. But also, got an email, or I should say a direct message, from listener Joan up in Seattle, Washington. And listener Joan writes in, and she says, was listening to the replay of the weekend edition of your program, and so sorry to hear that Mrs. Driver Ron was in that serious accident, but so thankful to hear she walked away from it. Prayers for her mental and physical recovery from such a scary event. Every day is a gift for all of us. Hope Driver Ron dedicates one of her favorites this week, meaning one of her favorite songs. Well, I don't know, Matt, that might be in the offing as well, I'm sure. But I just wanted to include these messages because, again, it just shows the impact and, you know, from across the continental United States, we're all talking. And we're all kind of coming together, and we're all kind of pulling for one another. I do think that's really, really important. You know, that's because this program goes beyond merely what happened that day, or merely, you know, what's the angle on something. Because while important, it's also great to have a great impact with our listeners individually like this. So I appreciate these messages, and I know that Ron appreciates Joan, and I know that there are a lot more people out there, by the way, a lot more people who are pulling for not only Lucy, of course, in Florida, but also for Mrs. Driver Ron for a full recovery, because getting bunged up like that can just really be terrible, and sometimes things you know, just takes a while, you know. So definitely take it easy. That is for sure. Well, Driver Ron did have a great request for Country Music Monday, and he's got a great song from Luke Bryan, and it's from 2019. And it's kind of cool, and it's called Beard Never Broke My Heart. So we are going country on this Monday, this Country Music Monday, everybody. This is for everybody out there working through the night, whatever it is that you're doing. We're taking a break, and we're having some fun. We kick it off right now with Luke Bryan.
Smile and a couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians laugh and fire by them all. It takes one hand to count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much man that ain't ever let me down.
heading out to Driver Ron, and this is Driver Ron this morning. And, of course, everybody else who's up with us in the wee hours of the morning across America, this is the Nexus for News and Politics, and we are glad that you're there. Thanks again, Driver Ron, and once again, best wishes for your wife getting a full recovery here with no issues whatsoever. And also, folks, real quick, we're going to take a look at some of the national weather here just briefly before we head out to the top of the hour, where you'll get updated on everything with the top of the hour news. But for right now, in terms of the weather, shower and thunderstorm chances stretch from the upper Midwest and Great Lakes to the southern plains over the next few days. Chilly and frosty start to Earth Day, by the way, throughout the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic, as well as average temperatures remain in place across much of the Southwest and Great Basin. Well, folks, I'm telling you, we've got so much more to talk to you about on the program as we go through the broadcast this morning. We will talk a little bit more about the Trump trial. We're also going to talk about the spending bills for Ukraine and for Taiwan and for Israel and the predicament that Speaker Mike Johnson is in right now. Because there looks like there will be, at least according to Marjorie Taylor Greene, there's going to be a motion to vacate. Now, will Democrats come to the aid of Speaker Mike Johnson? I mean, this is becoming, folks, where you can't tell the players without a program. And certainly spending. Now, here's one of the crux of the matter. Well, as I said, we'll talk a little bit more about it after the top of the hour. And that is, you're not getting anything back for the spending. And I think this is where a huge problem lies in this, or securing the border, for example. So you're not offsetting the spending. You're not getting something. Closing the border or securing the border, I should say, as a direct impact from passing the other bills. And so to say that there's people are up in arms is an understatement. And we'll explore it much more after the top of the hour, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Don't forget, 949-822-7959. First-time callers, 949-822-7959. Also, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send us a direct message if you like as we stroll through this Monday edition. Stay right there because we are coming right back.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.